You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation to restore nearly $2 million in funding for the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The funding was removed from the new state budget by the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. Governor Tony Evers strongly criticized that decision, which would force two short-term housing facilities in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay to close in September without the additional funding in this new legislation. The program provides temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is warning Barron County residents of an overnight closure on southbound Highway 53 tonight. The closure will begin at 8 p.m. tonight and run through 6 a.m. tomorrow at exit 135 for Barron and Cameron. Traffic in the area will be forced to get off the highway at the interchange and get back on after passing the closure area. The closure is necessary for a multi-bridge reconstruction project that began in May. The ongoing project will wrap up for the year in mid-November and work will resume in the spring of 2026. The town of Thornapple in Rusk County has lost its appeal of a federal court decision requiring it to provide access to an electronic voting machine. A preliminary injunction was issued against the town in the fall after it failed to provide an accessible voting machine to residents in two elections. A lawsuit filed by the U.S. Department of Justice argued that the decision to remove the machines was a violation of the Help America Vote Act. On Monday, the federal appeals court upheld a lower court ruling requiring that the town use the voting machines. Wisconsin has joined another multi-state coalition in a lawsuit against efforts by the Trump administration to withhold federal funding. The new lawsuit argues that the Federal Emergency Management Agency unlawfully eliminated the Building Resilient Infrastructures and Communities program. It also argues that the Trump administration overstepped its authority in shutting the program down without congressional authorization. The grant program aimed to improve infrastructure in communities across the country to prepare for natural disasters. The Wisconsin State Patrol is sharing some helpful tips to keep residents safe when sharing the road with larger vehicles. In a social media post, the State Patrol advised residents to avoid driving in the blind spots of trucks and buses. The post includes sight lines from the larger vehicles that show areas where truck and bus drivers could lose track of the smaller vehicles driving around them. The State Patrol also says that a good rule of thumb for staying out of a larger vehicle's blind spot is to look for the driver of the truck or bus in their rearview or side mirrors. A federal court ruling found Wisconsin must stop denying unemployment insurance to applicants who are also receiving Social Security disability insurance. The court ruled that a 12-year-old state law that barred unemployment insurance for Social Security disability insurance recipients unlawfully discriminates against people with disabilities. The law was signed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2013 and argued that people receiving assistance from both programs were double-dipping and potentially even committing fraud. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is seeking community input on plans for a future bridge rehabilitation project in Chippewa Falls. The project would see pavement repairs and joint replacements on the Highway 124 bridge over Duncan Creek. The bridge was built in 1949 and connects the downtown Chippewa Falls area to popular local destinations like Irvin Park and Leinenkugel's Brewery. Traffic would be closed on the bridge during construction, which is not scheduled to begin until 2030. DOT officials will accept public input until July 25th. The Anderson Corporate Foundation has announced the recipients of their spring grant funding awards. The organization has distributed over $1.9 million in grant funding to 92 nonprofit organizations through this round of funding, including a number in the western Wisconsin region. Stepping Stones of Dunn County, Chippewa Valley Free Clinic, and Hope Gospel Mission each received $5,000 grants to support unhoused individuals and improve healthcare access. The Bridge to Hope received $7,500 to support survivor services. Wisconsin residents will begin seeing higher fees for vehicle title transfers and driver's license renewals this fall. The additional fees were included in the new biennial state budget, which Governor Tony Evers hopes will generate nearly $200 million in additional revenue for future transportation spending. The vehicle title fee will increase from $157 to $207. License renewal fees will increase from $24 to $32.50. The fee changes will officially go into effect on October 1st. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin and Iowa Senator Joni Ernst have introduced legislation to expand access to mental health care for farmers. According to a press release, the proposed bill seeks to increase support for the Farm and Ranch Stress Assistance Network. The network connects agricultural workers to mental health resources and services like stress assistance programs. The bill would authorize an additional $15 million in funding for the network to hire additional staff and address varying needs among different farming populations. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
An update on the Brewers' Sal Frelick. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers head to L.A. to play the Dodgers tomorrow night, but their starting right fielder and leadoff batter, Sal Frelick, may not be able to play. An MRI showed Frelick suffered a minor hamstring injury Sunday against the Nationals, but for now, he's day-to-day. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Hurt my heart, you know, like he's such a key cog in this whole thing. That just ruined my day.
NBA, the Bucks have re-signed backup center Chris Livingston to a one-year deal worth $2 million. That comes after losing Brook Lopez to the Clippers following seven seasons in Milwaukee.
You know, free agency came. Everything happened pretty fast, but looking at my options, I was just thrilled the Clippers reached out. They've been a great team quite a while now, you know, and there's just, you know, a great chance to win a championship here.
The Bucks lost to the Bulls last night 102-98 to close out their summer league schedule. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. George Wendt passed away May 20th at the age of 76. Wendt played Norm on Cheers for all 11 seasons of the show. His co-star, Rhea Perlman, who played Carla on the show, told the New York Post recently his passing was the saddest thing ever. Perlman and Wendt were both part of a Cheers reunion at the 2024 Emmys. The actress says none of her or her fellow Cheers castmates thought Wendt was that sick, adding that she didn't even think Wendt thought he was sick. Perlman's new show, Too Much, can be seen on Netflix. Yes, there are probably too many sequels and franchise movies coming out of Hollywood. Every once in a while, though, you see one that catches your eye and you think it's really cool. Such is the case for yours truly and a new movie from the Dr. Seuss world based on the book Oh, the Places You'll Go. Warner Brothers has announced the new animated film will feature the voices of Josh Gad and Ariana Grande. Oh, the Places You'll Go was the last book published by Dr. Seuss, who passed away in 1990. No release date on the movie has been announced. Yesterday in the Beats, I talked a lot about the Emmy nominations, which were announced Tuesday morning. Kathy Bates was nominated for Best Actress for her role on the Matlock reboot. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Bates is the oldest actress ever to be nominated in the category at the age of 77. Bates crushed the old record set by Angela Lansbury, who was 70 at the time when she was last nominated for an Emmy. Lansbury bumping off Bates to keep her record would have actually been a great episode of Murder, She Wrote, or Matlock. In other old folks done good news, Harrison Ford has earned his first Emmy nomination at the tender age of 83 for his role in Shrinking. Ford plays therapist Paul Rhodes, who is battling Parkinson's. It's a nice honor for Ford, although it pretty much just means he's had such a great movie career, he's never had to do TV. Ford stars opposite Jason Segel and Wendy Malick on the Apple TV show. Both seasons are available to stream, and a third season has been ordered. Is there anyone left in America who does not stream and only uses broadcast TV? Probably, but not many, as ratings would indicate. According to the Nielsen, broadcast TV accounted for just 18.5% of all viewers for the month of June. That is a record low, according to Deadline. Streaming viewership, however, reached a total of 46%. This is the first time the networks have fallen below 20% of overall viewers. Deadline says that could be due in part to a lack of sports in the month of June and after network TV shows have wrapped their seasons. There will be no season 3 of Taylor Sheridan's 1923. The Yellowstone spinoff was never meant to go beyond two chapters or seasons. The Harrison Ford, Helen Mirren-led 1923 has become a hit internationally, 3 months after the season finale aired on Paramount+. Season 1 of the show has found a new home on Netflix overseas, making it the 9th most watched Netflix show. Can Netflix do anything wrong other than the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight? For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cooler and less humid today with plenty of sunshine, highs in the low to mid 70s. For tonight, mostly clear skies, a low around 53. On your Friday, outside chance of a shower in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny and comfortable with a high of 75. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.